The tall ships that will take part in the parade of sail tomorrow for Sail Boston will give visitors a glimpse at a maritime age long gone. For one man from Gloucester, who has music and whaling in his blood, though, it will be like Christmas morning. WBUR's Shira Springer introduces us to this musician, educator, and performer who brings New England's seafaring history to life.
Oh, we'd be all right if the wind was in our sails. Oh,
we'd be all right if the wind was in our sails.
Oh, we'd be all right if the wind was in our sails. And we'll all hang on behind.
We're in an old church in Watertown with David Coffin and members of the Revels Chorus. But it could easily be the deck of a whaling vessel leaving Nantucket or New Bedford in the 1800s. When Coffin sings a sea shanty, you can almost smell the salt air and hear the wind in the rigging.
Oh, we'd be all right if we make it around the horn. Oh,
we'd be all right.
He belts out songs like a true sea shantyman. That's the name for the sailor who led the singing on long sea voyages.
Roll the Old Chariot is clearly my go-to shanty because it gets everyone singing instantly. You can't not sing on a sea shanty. They're just infectious.
Especially when the shantyman has Coffin's big voice and big personality.
The shantyman was probably not the shy kid in the back of the class. And neither was I.
On whaling ships, shanties were work songs. And they'd help sailors push, pull, haul, and heave in unison.
There was always a rhythm for a certain job. And it took many hands to make light work. That's where it comes from.
Oh, say, was you ever in Rio Grande? Away, Rio!
It took many hands to turn the capstan, a barrel-like cylinder with poles sticking out the sides like spokes. The capstan was used to wind rope and cable and move heavy objects.
So if you've got, 12, 16 guys stamping around the capstan, trying to haul up the anchor, if they all push at the same time, well, the anchor's going to actually move. And the way you get that to happen is sing a song with a certain rhythm that fits that job.
Away, Rio! We'll heave up the anchor till this pulley sound. We're bound for the Rio Grande. And it's away, Rio! Away, Rio!
Away, Rio is one of the songs Coffin loves to sing in schools. He travels to elementary schools with a whale harpoon and concertina. That's a small musical instrument with a bellows like an accordion and buttons on both sides. Through songs and stories, Coffin takes students on an imaginary whaling voyage that leaves from Nantucket.
They're already learning early colonial history or early American history at various grade levels, and they rarely talk about whaling. And whaling was the biggest industry of the time. That it made the most money. And it was right here in Massachusetts. Nantucket was the whaling capital of the world, rivaled, of course, by New Bedford, also in Massachusetts. So Massachusetts kids especially, I think, should be learning about that.
When he's not taking imaginary whaling voyages, Coffin narrates Boston Harbor cruises. He's a natural raconteur, entertaining passengers with the history of the city through its harbor islands and lighthouses, and even its pirate past.
Pirates sailed in and out of Boston like it was nobody's business, and it pretty much wasn't. But then the Puritans, I guess they got a little bit more pure, and they decided, we don't want you sailing into Boston, we don't like your kind, we're going to hang you. We're going to put you on display, a public spectacle of a hanging in Copley Square.
Coffin discovered his own history through maritime songs. Singing led to reading about New England whaling. And when he read about Nantucket, the name Coffin kept popping up. Turns out, 11 generations back, his ancestor, Tristram Coffin, owned Nantucket.
He bought the whole bloody island for 30 pounds and two beaver hats.
That was in 1659. The Coffin family learned the art of whaling from the Native Americans. And what happened next on the island? Well, there's plenty of stories and songs about that.
There's my family doing the things that I'm singing about.
Take the song Yankee Whalerman. It's the tale of a ship and its crew leaving Spain and bound for Massachusetts.
Farewell and adieu to you ladies of Spain, for we received orders
to sail to New England.
When the tall ships sail into Boston Harbor, there will be more than 50 vessels from 14 different countries.
The harbor is going to look very, very different. It's going to look the way it used to look, back in the great age of sail.
And Coffin will be in his element, giving tours, telling stories, singing, and taking visitors back in time.
And we hope in a short time to see you again.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.
Yankee whalemen will rant and will roar on deck and below until we sight Gayhead off old Martha's Vineyard. Straight up the channel to New Bedford we'll go.